Whether it's a game-winning touchdown under the Friday night lights,
touchdown!
A buzzer beater shaking the hardwood,
a walk-off three from way downtown,
or a walk-off homer straight through the coastal fog. If it happens on the Hill, we've got it covered. This is the Cougar Sports Report. Every Monday night at 6, Pat Olson, the undisputed voice of Coastside Sports and Cougar Pride, tracks the triumphs, the intensity, and the absolute peak of Half Moon Bay High School athletics. Today's report is brought to you by our flagship sponsors, the Cougar Boosters, Compass Realtor Nate Cerdy, and Giusti Family Farms. And now, let's give a warm Cougar welcome to your host, the one and only Pat Olson.
Well, hello, welcome. This is the debut edition here of the Cougar Sports Report. We're going to be with you each and every week throughout the course of the school year, so from now all the way through May. Just to give you kind of an idea, concept behind the show, it's all about Half Moon Bay High School sports. We won't necessarily like look back and go over scores. We want to kind of look forward on this show, what's coming up. And the biggest part of the program is we'll visit with the newsmakers on the Half Moon Bay High School campus. Next week, Mike Berrigan, the athletic director, will join us in this program. Here today in our first episode, in just a moment, we have the varsity football coach, Keith Holden. In upcoming weeks, we'll hear from other coaches. I want to have a quarterback show where we have both Kirsten Holmes and Paxton Holden on together. I think that'd be kind of fun down the line. So that's the concept. You'll hear the people that make things happen up on that Half Moon Bay High School campus, whether it's on the football field, track, cross country, wrestling on a mat, whether they're putting one in from 5 feet away. We're going to talk to those folks on this show. So let's jump right into it. Now that I used our first minute to talk about the concept of the program, we've got the head varsity football coach, Keith Holden. Coach, thanks for being with us. I know you just had a scrimmage this past week. You're getting ready for your first real game. But in the scrimmage, you're just kind of looking to get guys out there and rotate people around, right?
Yeah, we want to give everyone an opportunity. We feel like it's important to see everyone and see what we have, and then we kind of whittle it down from there. So we're not really focused on score. We're focused on doing things correctly, competing hard, playing with enthusiasm, and giving everyone an opportunity.
Well, you have opportunity this week. You'll open up your season against Overfelt. Before we get to that matchup, let's look back at a year ago. You had a young team last year that still went 8-4. And as I recall, won your first CCS game in quite some time. You've gone to CCS a few times here and there since that three-year run and the run all the way to the state championship game. I think it was 2015, 16, 17.
Correct.
But last year's team won 8 games, a young group. You return a lot of the core of that team. You probably are pretty excited, you and your staff, about what comes up this year.
Yeah, we're really excited. Last year we were young. We played a lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors, and some of our most skilled players were young guys. And so, yeah, we feel like we have an opportunity to do something special this year, and we're eager to get at it.
Let's look at the way the schedule presents. You have this game coming up this Friday. At home against Overfelt, I assume the JV goes at 4 o'clock, varsity
Correct.
At 7.
Correct.
So those listening to the program, come on out. If you've never been, if you stumbled across our sports show and you've never been to a Half Moon Bay High School football game, it's a true Friday night's under the lights experience, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. Bring your kids. The kids love it, and they play. Grab a linguiça. Our snack shack's fantastic, and we feel like we put a good product out there down on the field too as well.
Yeah, the 14th year head man of varsity football, Keith Holden, with us here on the Cougar Sports Report. Pat Olson alongside. The Cougars start Friday at home against Overfelt. I alluded a bit to the schedule, Coach. Then you go 3 on the road at Pacific Grove, at Carlmont, Sacred Heart Prep, and then this year in that large PAL, you're lined up in the De Anza League, and I'm looking at the teams in that league. Burlingame, San Mateo, Woodside, Palo Alto, Mountain View. There's never an easy game.
No.
But there's certainly not any amongst those five.
No. There's no slouches in that league. You know, we're looking at a 32-team league, and we're the second tier there. So we feel like we can compete with all those teams. None of them are pushovers. They should all be competitive games. But we feel like we feel like we can hang with those guys.
You know, I mentioned the youth on your team. Let's talk about some of the individuals. All the listeners, the fans, they always want to hear, you know, about the offensive numbers. But I'm going to start first with defense, because sometimes that can anchor your team. And you return a couple guys from last year's team, Vince Parman, who I taught in my U.S. history class. And I know he's being recruited because he got pulled out a couple times by coaches. So he's a talent. He can really rush the quarterback. And Lane Miller is back, your middle linebacker guy. You have to feel pretty good about the defense.
Yeah. We definitely like those guys. Vince has had a great off season. He's, you know, he worked hard. He's gotten, you know, bigger, faster, stronger, and as you said, he could rush the quarterback. He's a problem. He's a problem to deal with if you got to block him. And Lane Miller, I mean, I can't say enough about this kid. His work ethic and undersized, but knows our defense inside and out, and just a tackling machine. Finds the football. He's everywhere on the field. If you come out to a game, you're gonna hear his name called a bunch.
And on the offensive side of the ball,
we got a bunch of skilled guys returning. Our quarterback comes back, Paxton Holden. He's a talented guy, and we got Anthony Ferniani coming up from the JVs. Levi Meehan playing some wide receiver. We got some new athletes out. We got Brandon Mello, Luke Pimentel. Luke Pimentel's returning all-league guys. Got some speed. Jordan Flores comes back, our running back. So, I mean, we return a lot of guys, and a lot of guys that have been in our program, know our system, and we think that we're going to be able to score some points.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us here on our first show, the first ever Cougar Sports Report. Best of luck Friday against Overfelt. I'm sure you're looking forward to getting rocking.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Pat. Appreciate it.
All right. That's the head coach of the varsity football team, Keith Holden. Stay with us. We'll look ahead to next week's program, and also volleyball hosting a tournament this weekend. I'll preview that a bit. That's on the other side as the Cougar Sports Report continues. I'm Pat Olson. You're dialed into KHMB. This is Community Radio for the Coastside.
Great athletic programs aren't just built on the field. They're built by a community that stands behind them. For years, the Cougar Boosters have been the driving force behind the athletic programs at Half Moon Bay High School. From providing state-of-the-art equipment to funding team travel and player safety, they ensure every student athlete has the tools to succeed. But they can't do it alone. When you support the Boosters, you're investing in teamwork, leadership, and Coastside pride. Join the team behind the teams. Visit cougar-boosters.org today and help our athletes keep ruling the hill.
Hi, I'm Nate Cerruti with Compass. In sports, the best teams don't leave the outcome to chance. They prepare, execute, and play to win. That's the game plan I bring to every real estate transaction. From smart pricing and expert marketing to tough negotiations, I work every play to put buyers and sellers in the best position to succeed. If you're ready to make your next move, hire a proven local expert and Half Moon Bay Cougar alumni, Nate Cerruti, your Coastside Realtor. 650-440-9510.
Hi, this is John Giusti.
And I'm Jacob Giusti.
We own Giusti Farms, and we know how important it is for our Half Moon Bay High School student athletes to stay nourished and feed their bodies right with healthy greens.
At Giusti Farms, we feature Brussels sprouts, artichokes, sweet peas, and more.
Visit our booth at the two local farmers markets, Saturday mornings in Half Moon Bay.
And for those who live in Moss Beach and Monterra, Wednesday afternoons in Pacifica.
That's Giusti Farms for locally grown produce.
We'll see you at the farmers market, and go Cougars!
The Cougar Sports Report continues our weekly look at Half Moon Bay High School athletics. Join us next week on this program. In our second show, we'll visit with the athletic director at Half Moon Bay High School. Mike Berrigan will join us. That's next week. We're starting to get into it now. In fact, some things coming up this week. We just heard from varsity head football coach Keith Holden. Both the JV and varsity football teams hit the field this Friday, a home game. So come on out. We hope to see you out at Cougar Field. It's always a great night at Half Moon Bay High School. Football under the lights, the JV at 4 p.m. The varsity will kick off at 7 o'clock. That's the football opener. And then on Saturday, inside the Yvette Center, it's the varsity volleyball team to host the Pumpkin Classic Varsity Tournament. That's at the Event Center on Saturday, a full day of volleyball. And the head volleyball coach, Mike Ingles, will join us in a couple weeks on this show. So we're going to hear from all the newsmakers at Half Moon Bay High School, players, coaches, etc., throughout the course of the sports campaign from now all the way through May, each and every week, right here on the Cougar Sports Report. So again, next week, it's the athletic director, Mike Berrigan, to join us. We'll see you Friday night under the lights for the Cougars varsity football game. You've been listening to the Cougar Sports Report. I'm Pat Olson. Join us every week as we talk about Cougar athletics right here on KHMB Community Radio for the Coastside.
That's a wrap on an action-packed edition of the Cougar Sports Report, keeping the flame of Cougar pride burning bright across the Coastside. Every week we bring you the plays, the points, and the passion with your host, Pat Olson, the undisputed voice of sports on the Coastside. This program is made possible by our local champions, the Cougar Boosters, Compass Realtor Nate Surdy, and Juicy Family Farms. Remember to support the local partners who step up to support our youth. Catch a new show every Monday night at 6 and on demand anytime at khmbradio.com. Community Radio for the Coastside.